Good day, everyone. It is day 21, Knowing the Peace of Jesus. Restful one, listen with your spirit to the word of God for you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. John 14:27. Jesus gave his peace to the disciples before he left his earthly relationship with them and returned to heaven. His peace was transferred to them, which he transferred to them had various aspects. First, there was a profound relationship with his Father, which gave him legitimacy in everything he did. It did not matter to Jesus that other people did not understand him or that they opposed him. None of that affected his absolute certainty of who he was and his significance, because he had a relationship with his Father. He knew what his Father wanted him to do, and he did it. There was nothing that could damage his relationship with his Father. So, restful one, I bless you with knowing that kind of peace. I bless you with knowing deep in your spirit that God your Father's favor is upon you, that he loves you, likes you, enjoys you, and takes pleasure in who you are today, regardless of what you do. He finds pleasure in you while you sleep and when you wake up. I bless you with profoundly knowing that reality. I bless you with knowing your Father's love, with being secure and having peace, the peace of Jesus, in your relationship with your Father. Another aspect of Jesus' relationship with his Father was that he had a sense of being adequate for the task at hand. He was prepared and trained by his Father. There were different seasons of his life, times of immense pain and of immense pleasure, and times of loneliness and of friendship. Yep, whatever he faced, he went into each day knowing that with his Father partnering with him, he was adequate for the task to which his Father called him. There was no anxiety, no fear, no sense that God would put him in a place without giving him the resources to meet that day. So, restful one, I bless you with the same sense of adequacy. I bless you with the assurance that each day will be Father filtered, that God himself will see to it that nothing comes into your life that is beyond what his strength in you can handle. I bless you with the peace of knowing ahead of time that your Father God will partner with you to provide adequacy for each day, whether it is a day filled with pain or with pleasure. A third aspect of Jesus' peace was that he knew what his Father wanted him to do. He knew what his Father was doing from the beginning of time, and he did the same work that his Father was doing. So, restful one, I bless you with knowing in your spirit, before you know it in your mind, the works of your Father. I bless you with understanding in your spirit what your Father has called you to do, with knowledge so clear and strong that nobody can dissuade you from what God has called you to do. I bless you with a clear sense of the call of God on your life, the big picture as well as a daily sense of what God would have you do. A fourth aspect of the peace of Jesus was timing. At age 12, he eagerly desired to be about his Father's business, yet he recognized God's direction in telling him to wait another 18 years. His heart yearned to be in ministry, yet he knew it wasn't time. When it was time, he was on time, and he was positioned for his baptism, for his first miracle, for each of the major events of his life, and even for his death, his resurrection, and his ascension. Every aspect of his life was on time. He did the right thing at the right time. He had a knowledge of timing, and that gave him peace. I bless you, restful one, with the peace of Jesus, the peace Jesus had of being at the right place at the right time, of being able to live with urgency within himself without being overwhelmed by the urgency, because he knew that his Father's timing was right. I bless you with having a passion that burns within you, but I bless you with knowing God's perfect time for that fire to manifest in ministry. Another aspect of Jesus' peace was his immense perspective. He knew where the individual pieces fit into the big picture. Most people looked at his impending death on the cross as a terrible thing, but Jesus saw it in the scope of all of history, because he was the lamb slain before the foundations of the world. He put pleasure in perspective and realized that those who worshiped him today would be gone tomorrow. He put ministry in perspective, knowing that the seed he sowed today, although it was not well received, would bear fruit another day. He had an abiding peace because of his understanding of his Father's big picture. I bless you, Restful One, with the peace that Jesus had, which is beyond what the world gives. I bless you with greater understanding and greater and a larger perspective than most people have. I bless you with the peace of Jesus and being able to undergo things in your life that you don't understand without a troubled heart, knowing that he holds the ultimate perspective. I bless you with the peace that Jesus has for you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Lord God, this is one of my favorite scriptures for some reason. There was always something about, Lord, that now, Father, when the Lord went and he spoke to his disciples, it's odd because I'm trying to talk to two people at once, but when there was something about when he breathed the Spirit of God on him and he said, my peace I leave with you, and I don't give as man gives, there's something substantive that I could see. It was like tacky or sticky. It was like something that got on them and in them, that it wasn't just like a feeling or a moment or just some fleeting thing or a breeze. It's like we could walk into a meadow and it feels peaceful, or there's music just playing, or you walk in and, oh, there's a certain peace. But this was something altogether different. It was like a substantive thing. And I love the aspects of this, Lord, that speaks of a peace that comes in legitimacy and being adequate, but really is founded on you. And that's the whole idea of what these basically like aspects of rest. These are other pillars or foundations of what rest is, Lord, and how we can, I don't want to say attain it, but the pillars or the ingredients, if you want to call it that, that can bring about profound peace, and that there's a promise. There's a promise from you that we can attain to, that we can hold to, that there's something substantive, and that you are called the Prince of Peace, and that you are coming to umpire our hearts. I pray today, Lord, that there be something to shift. I have no idea what I'm about to say, but that something would shift into a place where we stop trying to be like Jesus and that we just allow ourselves to be. Now, I have to think myself about what I said just now, Lord, but I knew what was about to come out of my mouth. I wasn't even sure if I understood it myself. That, Lord, that we would stop trying to be like Jesus and falling short every day. It's like trying to be good, trying to measure up, trying to earn, not our place in heaven because we know better, but trying to earn our place next to you, to try to earn our way in something, that place where there's an aspect of us that can never go to sleep. It can't ever stop and rest. It's like when somebody told me once that I was misusing my mind because I was using it to try to figure out things that my spirit is supposed to be telling me. It's like someone trying to ask you what your favorite color is and you don't know, and you're trying to analyze what it is. And then there's no, you know, your mind can't come to a solution. So then you start searching the internet and and those types of things, there's an aspect, I know that's a very strange abstract analogy, but there's an aspect in us, Lord God, that I believe that in our true understanding of who you are and our true understanding in position of you, of us in you, we'll again go and call it legitimacy that brings about that understanding of being adequate. And, Lord, that we can come to a place of knowing that we're not ahead or behind. That we can come into a place of rest. And the only other thing that it's like an analogy I see is like, it's like all of our RAM memory is being, well, you know, if you've ever looked at your laptop or your computer and there's these processes running, things are slowing down and you look and you see all these programs running in the background. It's like there's all of this horsepower that's being utilized that's not needed. And so when it is needed, it's not there. Just in our daily life, so to speak. Lord God, I pray today that in the speaking forth of your peace, that your substantive peace would be injected, would be absorbed, would be released and received into every knotted place in the souls of the people that I'm speaking to. We know in our minds that the Spirit already has it. Or when they talk about the 18-inch journey from the head to the heart, there's some aspect of us, Lord, that if we really, truly come to understand, as Jesus did, as this illuminates an aspect of what allowed him, in a sense, because he was still had to deal, it says that he had to deal with all the same temptations that we did, but he had this profound understanding of who he is, of whose he was, and that even though he had things he wanted to do, or maybe even didn't want to do, he could see the bigger picture, and he understood the timing of God and the sourcing of God, and that allowed him to walk in unbelievable times of unshakable peace. Lord, let your peace umpire our heart, that you would come and umpire our heart today. And there be an aspect as you had in the blessings that were here. What you did was illuminate for the first time on earth in a fuller picture what it is to have a relationship with a Father, and you, Lord, walk out something that you now have given us access to. I remember, I don't know if she shared this or not, but I remember sharing in the School of the Prophets a dream that Ashley had had. And she got so excited in the dream because I'm trying to remember how it went exactly, and I don't want to give out too many details because I haven't asked permission to share this, but it was basically like, she had everything she wanted. Like, it would be like Christmas. You have all the gifts that you want. They just haven't arrived yet. Or they just haven't been wrapped. Or that you have them and they haven't been unwrapped. That there's an aspect of everything that we need is already there. We already have it, whether it's shown up or it has not. So, Lord, I pray for the timing of God. I pray for legitimacy. I pray, Lord, for an understanding of how you do things. Lord, I pray that we have a clear, for each person, they have a clear understanding of what their Father's business really is. And that, Lord, you modeled things that we don't not need to necessarily just emulate, but you modeled things that we have access to, including the peace that you gave and the peace that you engaged. And the peace that was a result, the fruit of the understanding, the revelation, the relationship that you had with our Abba Father. Lord, let it be. I pray, God, out of the depths of my being, out of my heart, in my feeble words, that, Lord God, that you would move upon the hearts of these people today. That, Lord, by the speaking of my words, that your heart for them would be known in a facet, in a way that they've never known before. That you would touch them, that you would bring them into a place, you would usher them in into a place of peace that they've never even imagined or knew was possible. We bless you and we love you. In Jesus' name.